nights in the woods. I have slept on the ground in snake country, and thank goodness I haven't had to come up face to face. Although my grandfather, with his brother, my great uncle, camping in the Gwinner area, north of here, and what was known as the Taters, two mounds, they were camping overnight on the trail that led from the Gwinner River to the Ocean Beach. The next morning, Uncle Johnny yelled at my grandfather, Fernando, and he said, "Fernando, you're sleeping with a snake." And they didn't say what kind. It wasn't necessary. We called a rattlesnake a snake. Any other snake we called a grass snake, a moccasin, a chicken snake, or whatever. And Uncle Johnny said, in one blur, Fernando was up with his blanket shaking the rattlesnake off that had enjoyed a warm night's sleep against his body temperature.
What did your grandmother think of that?
She deplored the woods, and they never went to the woods, and if they did, it was by wagon, and the women folks and the little children would sleep in the wagon. The men folks, if it was raining, could sleep under the wagon with a canvas tarpaulin over the whole works. But the women folks did not care to sleep on the ground.
Okay, I want to ask you about something that you use to go fishing with. It comes out of the ground, and they're usually used for bait.
Fiddler crab or clam or whatever. The fiddler crab digs small holes, but we being lazy at low tide, we like to find them on open flat near their holes where we can pick them up without digging. Otherwise, a pointed stick pushed in back of the hole and the entire thing forced out, and then grabbing the fiddler and putting him in your can. The male fiddlers have a large claw, and if you aren't careful in suppressing that claw as you pick him up, he will bite you and hang on, and occasionally in a very tender part he may even bring blood to the surface. And another thing, the ladies and the girls don't like to sheephead fish because they have to put their hands on the fiddlers to put on their hooks. And a good Menorcan boy, at first, while he's going for engagement with a sweetheart, he will bait her hook, but once married, that's all over. The honeymoon is over. She must bait her own hook.
Okay, well, what about the wiggly things?
Earthworms, freshwater fishing. They can be used in salt water, but we don't use them. Why, I don't know, because of the accessibility of shrimp, which are possibly a better bait, and the salt water quickly kills an earthworm, and he won't wiggle like he will in fresh water. Mm-hmm. Now, on one occasion, I went deep sea fishing in approximately 90 feet of water, and one of our fishermen was a newcomer, and he carried cockroaches in a pickle jar for bait, and believe it or not, he caught as many fish with the cockroaches as we did, but we told him to keep his fish in a separate place. We weren't going to eat fish that had been caught with roaches.
Smart. How about that hard shell thing that sticks its head inside when you come to pet it?
A gopher, a tortoise, a land tortoise. We call them gophers here.
Right.
And they are the highland turtle.
Yeah.
A delicacy to the local people, but a very scarcity. Now, having been killed out and with the encroachment of civilization, their ranges have been completely closed to them.